For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Has it ever happened to you that your mind won't stop racing, anticipating problems that may never actually occur? That feeling of uncertainty about the future and the lack of control can be overwhelming. Anxiety and uncertainty have the power to steal your peace, but today, I want to share with you 20 powerful Stoic techniques that will help you regain your serenity. Some of these might even transform the way you see life forever. The truth is that life will always be uncertain, no matter how much we prepare. The future holds surprises, and many times, we allow that uncertainty to paralyze us, fill us with distress, and make us suffer over situations that haven't even happened. However, more than 2,000 years ago, the Stoics developed practical strategies to face uncertainty with calmness and resilience. Today, we will explore 20 techniques you can apply in your daily life to take control of your mind and find true tranquility. Before we begin, I invite you to write in the comments, "Today, I overcome anxiety and uncertainty." I want to see how many of you are ready to take this step toward a more serene life. Write it now, and let's get started. Number 1. Distinguish what you can control and what you cannot. One of the biggest mistakes we often make is worrying about things that are beyond our control. Other people's opinions, the weather, fate. None of these depend on us. However, our attitude, decisions, and effort are entirely in our hands. Every time anxiety arises, ask yourself this question: does this depend on me or not? If the answer is no, let it go. Imagine you are waiting for a job response. You can give your best in the interview, but the final decision is out of your hands, so worrying will not change anything. Instead of stressing over it, focus on improving your skills and preparing for future opportunities. The Emperor Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, "Stop debating what a good man should be and just be one." With this, he reminds us that rather than worrying about external factors, we should focus on improving our actions and character. If every time you feel anxious, you ask yourself whether you truly have the power to change the situation, you will begin to relieve a significant mental burden. It's a simple practice but profoundly transformative. A useful exercise is to make a list of your worries and divide them into two columns: what you can control and what you cannot. When anxiety overwhelms you, review the list, and you'll notice that most of your concerns belong in the second column. Next time uncertainty weighs you down, pause and remember: if it's within your control, take action. If it's not, let it go. There is no point in exhausting yourself over something that was never in your hands. True tranquility comes when you understand that your energy should be directed toward what you can change. Every conscious decision in this direction strengthens you and frees you from unnecessary suffering. Number 2. Practice negative visualization. The Stoics developed a technique known as praei meditatio malorum, which involved imagining the worst possible scenarios to mentally prepare themselves and reduce fear. While this may seem like a pessimistic practice, it actually provided them with clarity and serenity in the face of uncertainty. Think about something that is currently causing you distress. Now visualize the worst possible outcome. Maybe you lose a business deal, a relationship ends, or you fail at a project. Then ask yourself, would I survive this? In most cases, the answer will be a resounding yes. This exercise helps you realize that fear is often irrational, and that the scenarios we imagine tend to be far more terrifying in our minds than they are in reality. Seneca once said, "We suffer more in imagination than in reality," and this is especially true when we allow anxiety to take control. Our minds tend to create catastrophic scenarios that rarely happen, yet they affect us as if they were real. By practicing this technique regularly, you will notice that even the worst outcomes are not as devastating as they initially seemed. This does not mean you should live expecting the worst, but rather that you will be mentally prepared for any outcome. Anxiety is born from the fear of the unknown, but when you train your mind to consider all possibilities, including the least favorable ones, you eliminate the element of surprise that often causes stress. A useful practice is to spend a few minutes each morning visualizing challenging situations and how you would handle them calmly. If you have an important meeting or an upcoming challenge, imagine the possible obstacles and picture yourself overcoming them with composure. The goal is not to be fatalistic, but to cultivate a resilient mind. When you face uncertainty with mental preparation, anxiety loses its power and you regain control. Number 3. Live in the present. A large part of anxiety comes from mentally living in the future, anticipating problems that may never happen. Stoicism teaches us to focus on the present, on what we have and what we can do today. Think about how much time you spend worrying about what might happen instead of enjoying what is happening right now. Maybe you're having dinner with your family, but your mind is still stuck on work problems. In the end, you neither enjoy the meal nor solve anything. Epictetus warns us, "Do not waste what you have by desiring what you do not have." When we live in the future, we waste the opportunity to find joy in the present, which is the only moment where life truly happens. Training the mind to focus on the here and now reduces anxiety's grip because, while we cannot control tomorrow, we can decide how we live today. Each time you notice your mind drifting into the future, use the Stoic anchor. Quietly say to yourself, "I am here and now." This small reminder will help bring you back to the present moment. Another useful practice is mindful breathing. Pause for a few seconds, take a deep breath, and feel the air entering and leaving your body. This simple exercise serves as an immediate anchor that pulls you back into the now. When you learn to live in the present, you realize that most of your worries are just passing thoughts. They hold no power except for the power you give them. Life is happening right now. Don't miss it by worrying about a future that hasn't arrived yet. Start embracing the moment and you'll notice how anxiety begins to fade away. Number 4. Accept the impermanence of life. Anxiety often arises from our desire for things to remain unchanged. We want the people around us to stay the same, our achievements to be permanent, and our youth to remain intact. However, the reality is that everything is fleeting. Nothing in life is immutable, and resisting this fact only leads to suffering. The Stoics understood that impermanence is a natural and unavoidable law. Instead of fighting it, they learned to accept it with serenity. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Everything you see will soon perish, and those who witness it will perish as well." This reminder is not pessimistic, but rather an invitation to live with greater awareness. When we refuse to accept impermanence, we cling fearfully to what we have. We fear losing our loved ones, our possessions, or our status. This attachment creates anxiety, making us suffer long before any loss even occurs, though in many cases such loss is inevitable. The fear of something ending can prevent us from fully enjoying it. For example, someone who fears losing their relationship may become possessive or insecure, ultimately sabotaging what they value most. On the other hand, when we accept that everything changes, we free ourselves from the need to control it all. Instead of fearing loss, we learn to appreciate the present without clinging to it. If we knew for certain that today was the last time we would see someone, we would treat them with more love and gratitude. This mindset helps us live more fully and reduces the anxiety that uncertainty often brings. A useful Stoic practice for developing this perspective is reflecting on death daily, not with sadness, but with the intention of making the most of life. Meditating on mortality reminds us that our time is limited, and wasting it on useless worries is absurd. Instead of mourning the passage of time, we can learn to use it wisely. Accepting impermanence also helps us cope with difficulties. When something bad happens, we understand that it won't last forever. Everything that affects us will eventually pass. Moments of pain, frustration, or loss are just temporary stops along life's journey. As Epictetus said, it is not death or pain that we should fear, but rather the fear of facing them. If we want to reduce anxiety, we must train ourselves to see change as an inevitable constant. Instead of resisting it, we can learn to flow with life. Impermanence is not a threat. It is an opportunity to grow, adapt, and evolve. The only way to find peace in a constantly changing world is to embrace change, not resist it. Everything you have now will, at some point, change or disappear. Material possessions can be lost, relationships evolve, and our own bodies age. Instead of worrying about this, use it as a reminder to live with gratitude. Appreciate what you have at this moment without desperately clinging to it. Life is like a river. It flows continuously. You can try to hold it back, which will only bring suffering, or you can learn to navigate its waters with acceptance and wisdom. Choose the second option. In it, you will find true tranquility. Number 5. Use self-discipline to calm the mind. Anxiety thrives in a disorganized mind. When our lives lack structure, our thoughts become scattered and overwhelming. It's easy to feel lost when we don't have a clear direction. The Stoics understood that one of the keys to inner peace is self-discipline. Without it, we are at the mercy of our emotions and external circumstances. They warned that the man who suffers before it is necessary suffers more than he should, they warned. Self-discipline helps us focus on what truly matters and avoid unnecessary worries. When we live without discipline, our minds fill with irrelevant thoughts. We worry about things we can't change, procrastinate, and fall into unhealthy habits that only increase stress. A day without structure is fertile ground for anxiety. The lack of purpose makes us feel restless, insecure, and vulnerable to uncertainty. The Stoics practiced self-discipline by establishing routines that strengthened their character. Marcus Aurelius, despite being an emperor, maintained simple and rigorous habits. He woke up early, reflected on his principles, and dedicated his time only to what was essential. He did not allow his mind to be scattered by unnecessary distractions. He understood that self-discipline is not a burden, but a path to freedom. One of the most effective methods to calm the mind is to structure the day deliberately. Setting schedules for rest, meals, work, and leisure prevents the mind from descending into chaos. When we know what to do and when to do it, we reduce uncertainty and gain clarity. This does not mean living rigidly, but rather shaping our lives instead of letting life pull us aimlessly. Another essential aspect of self-discipline is avoiding information overload. In the digital age, our minds are constantly bombarded with stimuli. Excessive social media, news, and superficial entertainment rob us of our ability to concentrate and increase anxiety. The Stoics recommended simplifying life, eliminating the unnecessary, and focusing on the essential. Additionally, practicing self-control allows us to manage our emotions more effectively. Without discipline, we react impulsively to any situation. We let anger, fear, or worry take over without stopping to reflect. In contrast, self-discipline gives us the power to observe our emotions without being enslaved by them. It allows us to act wisely instead of reacting desperately. Developing self-discipline gives us a sense of control over our own lives. This doesn't mean we can control everything that happens, but we can always choose how we respond. This sense of internal control reduces anxiety and provides emotional stability. Self-discipline is not a punishment but a tool for finding peace. It doesn't mean living under strict rules, but rather living with purpose. It is an act of respect toward ourselves and our well-being. When we organize our lives with wisdom, we find a sense of calm that most people never experience, and in that calm, anxiety loses its power. Number 6. Learn to use adversity as fuel. In life, we all face difficult moments, losses, failures, betrayals. However, what sets us apart is not what happens to us, but how we respond to it. The Stoics did not see adversity as a punishment, but as an opportunity for growth. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What stands in the way becomes the way." Instead of complaining about obstacles, we should learn to use them as tools for self-improvement. When we avoid challenges, we also avoid the opportunity to grow. Discomfort forces us to develop new skills, strengthen our resilience, and find creative solutions. If we never face difficulties, we never evolve. Think about the most admired and successful people in history. All of them have gone through moments of crisis, but instead of giving up, they used those experiences as fuel to move forward. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison, but instead of letting that break him, he emerged with even greater strength and wisdom. You can do the same with your own struggles. A useful Stoic exercise is to write about a recent obstacle and analyze how you can transform it into an advantage. Maybe a betrayal taught you to choose your friends more wisely, or a career failure opened the door to a more fulfilling opportunity. When we change our perception of adversity, we stop fearing it and begin to see it as an ally. This mindset also protects us from victimhood. Instead of feeling powerless in the face of life's challenges, we become the protagonists of our own story. We cannot control what happens to us, but we can control how we react. And that reaction can make the difference between a life of suffering and a life of growth. The Stoics recommended negative visualization, a practice in which we imagine the worst possible scenarios to train our minds to accept them. This is not pessimism. It is a strategy to strengthen our resilience. When we are prepared for any outcome, fear loses its power over us. If you learn to turn every hardship into a learning opportunity, you will become unbreakable. Adversity can either break you or forge you. You decide how to use it. Number 7. Be mindful of what you consume. Your mind feeds on it. Anxiety doesn't just come from our thoughts. It also comes from everything we consume daily. What we read, what we listen to, what we watch, and the conversations we engage in. We live in an era where information bombards us relentlessly. Alarming news, social media filled with comparisons, and content that tells us what we should have, how we should be, and what we lack to be happy. Without realizing it, we immerse ourselves in a sea of stimuli that, instead of bringing us peace, make us even more anxious. Marcus Aurelius, one of the great Stoic thinkers, left a reflection that perfectly applies to this situation. The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. If your daily life is filled with catastrophic news, toxic debates, and social media that reinforce insecurities, it's only natural that your mental state will reflect that same turbulence. Anxiety feeds on what you give it. If you constantly fill your mind with noise, distress, and comparison, it will be difficult to find peace. Think of it this way. If you ate junk food every day, your body would eventually suffer. The same happens with your mind. If you feed it with worries, chaos, and negativity, it will end up exhausted and anxious. But if you start surrounding yourself with calm, valuable learning and information that truly enriches you, you'll notice a huge difference in your mental well-being. The Stoics didn't have to deal with social media or the constant flood of information, but they did understand the importance of carefully choosing what to focus on. To them, the mind was like a garden. If you water it with healthy thoughts and nourishing content, it flourishes. But if you neglect it and allow the weeds of noise and anxiety to grow, it will become overrun. So today I ask you, what are you allowing into your mind? Is it something that brings you clarity and peace, or does it only add more anxiety and worry? This is not about isolating yourself from the world, but about being more conscious of what you choose to consume. Replace the excess noise with moments of calm, with content that adds value, and with conversations that nourish you instead of draining you. Anxiety decreases when you stop feeding it, and what you choose to listen to, read, and watch every day is the first step toward reclaiming your serenity. Number 8. Master your emotions before they master you. Anxiety and stress are the result of uncontrolled emotions. We let fear, anger, or frustration take over, and we end up reacting impulsively. However, the Stoics taught that true power lies in controlling our emotions rather than being controlled by them. Seneca wrote, "We cannot avoid feelings from arising, but we can decide what to do with them. When we react emotionally without thinking, we lose control of our lives. We say things we later regret, make impulsive decisions, and..."
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Allow our emotions to dictate our destiny. But true strength is not about suppressing what we feel. It is about managing our emotions wisely. One highly effective Stoic technique is the conscious pause. Before reacting to a situation, stop for a few seconds and ask yourself, is this reaction useful? Is this the best way to handle this situation? Many times, an intense emotion loses its power when we give it time to fade. Calmness provides clarity and allows us to act intelligently rather than impulsively. Another Stoic strategy is emotional detachment. This does not mean being indifferent, but rather avoiding the tendency to let emotions define who we are. You can feel anger without acting in rage, and you can feel sadness without falling into despair. The key is to remember that your emotions are temporary. You are bigger than them. The Stoics also practiced reflective journaling to analyze their emotions objectively. Writing about what you feel helps you see things from a clearer perspective, preventing emotions from clouding your judgment. When you put them on paper, you are no longer their prisoner. This simple yet powerful exercise allows you to understand yourself better and make wiser decisions. Do not let a bad moment turn into a bad day, nor a bad day into a bad life. If you learn to manage your emotions, you will gain an advantage that few possess: the ability to act with wisdom rather than react with impulse. True strength does not lie in the absence of emotions, but in mastering their influence over you. Whoever controls their emotions controls their destiny. Number 9. Turn adversity into an advantage. Difficult moments are not punishments, they are opportunities in disguise. Facing challenges may seem unfair, but the Stoics taught us that every adversity contains a lesson that can make us stronger. What truly matters is not what happens, but how you choose to interpret it and act upon it. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This idea reminds us that obstacles should not be a source of despair, but rather a stimulus for creativity and growth. Many times, the situations we believe will break us are actually the ones that shape us. Think about any major achievement in your life. Wasn't it preceded by a challenge or failure? Maybe you lost a job, suffered a betrayal, or faced an illness. But if you look back, you'll realize that those hardships forced you to develop new skills, rethink your path, and discover a hidden strength within you. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" shift the question to, "How can I use this to my advantage?" Adversity can be the greatest teacher if you face it with the right mindset. Imagine a warrior on the battlefield. Every blow he takes does not weaken him, it makes him more resilient. That is how you should approach every difficulty in your life. A great example is the story of Thomas Edison. When his laboratory burned down, destroying years of work, instead of lamenting, he simply said, "How wonderful. Now I can start over from scratch with more experience." Rather than giving up, he used the opportunity to improve and create new inventions. If you turn every obstacle into a stepping stone, one day you'll look back and realize that what once seemed like a setback was actually a push toward a stronger, wiser version of yourself. Remember, the fire that consumes some strengthens others. It all depends on what you do with the flames. Number 10. Don't waste energy on what you can't control. Most of the stress and anxiety in life come from trying to control the uncontrollable. We want others to treat us well, the future to be predictable, and things to go exactly as planned. But the reality is that many aspects of life are beyond our control, and worrying about them only drains us unnecessarily. Epictetus put it clearly. Some things are up to us, and some things are not. The key to tranquility is knowing the difference. We often suffer over things that were never in our hands, worrying about what others think, the weather, the global economy, or the past, which we can no longer change. Wouldn't it be wiser to focus on what we can do? Imagine being stuck in traffic. You can yell, curse, and pound the steering wheel, but none of that will make the cars disappear. Or you can accept the situation and use the time productively, listening to something useful, reflecting, or simply breathing calmly. The traffic doesn't change, but your attitude does. A powerful stoic exercise is to ask yourself whenever you feel anxious, "Do I have control over this?" If the answer is no, let it go. If the answer is yes, take action without obsessing over the outcome. Once you realize that you only control your thoughts and actions, you free yourself from a massive burden. Think of it this way. Life is like a river. You can try to swim against the current and exhaust yourself, or you can flow with it and use its force to move intelligently. How much energy are you wasting on things that don't depend on you? Maybe it's time to let go of those burdens and focus on what truly matters. Number 11. Free yourself from the need for approval. One of the biggest obstacles in life is the constant pursuit of approval from others. We worry about what people think, fear rejection, and often shape our decisions to fit expectations that aren't truly ours. However, the Stoics understood that living according to the opinions of others is a form of slavery. Epictetus put it clearly, "If you want to improve, be prepared to be seen as a fool, an idiot, or a selfish person. Don't worry about it. Stay firm in what you know is right." When you live seeking external validation, your happiness depends on factors beyond your control. And as the Stoics teach, the only things you truly control are your mind, your thoughts, and your actions. You cannot force others to accept you, but you can free yourself from the need for their approval. Think about the people you admire most, great philosophers, leaders, or innovators. All of them had to go against the opinions of the majority to follow their own path. If you want to live authentically and fully, you must do the same. Ask yourself, "Am I making decisions based on my values or out of fear of what others will say?" If it's the latter, it's time to let go of that burden. Do what is right, regardless of whether others criticize you, because in the end, the only approval that truly matters is your own. Number 12. Find peace in simplicity. In a world obsessed with excess and accumulation, true tranquility is found in simplicity. The Stoics understood that the more you need to feel happy, the more vulnerable you become. That's why they promoted a simple life, one focused on the essential and free from unnecessary desires. Seneca put it clearly, "A poor man is not the one who has little, but the one who craves more." We are constantly surrounded by messages that make us believe we need more, more money, more recognition, more possessions. But the truth is, happiness does not come from external things. It comes from learning to appreciate what you already have. The more you accumulate, the more worries you carry with you. Stoic minimalism is not about giving up everything, but about eliminating the unnecessary so you can focus on what truly matters. What would happen if you let go of distractions and focused only on the essentials? Meaningful relationships, health, learning, mental peace. Try it. Reduce your dependence on external things for a week. Observe how you feel when you simplify your life. You'll realize that true wealth isn't in what you own, but in the freedom of not depending on it. In the end, less is always more when it comes to finding peace. Number 13. Accept uncertainty. Life is uncertain. No matter how much we try to plan and control our destiny, there will always be unpredictable factors that can change everything in an instant. For the Stoics, accepting uncertainty was not an option. It was a necessity for achieving inner peace. Marcus Aurelius said, "Remember that not only must you accept fate, but you must love it." The fear of the unknown paralyzes us. It makes us hesitate, delay decisions, and cling to a false sense of security. But the truth is, nothing in life is guaranteed. Not success, not health, not relationships. Instead of resisting change, learn to flow with it. Imagine you are a sailor in the middle of the ocean. You can fight against the waves or learn to use them to your advantage. Uncertainty is the current of life. You cannot control it, but you can decide how to respond to it. Will you resist and suffer? Or will you accept and move forward? When you accept that the future is uncertain, you stop fearing it. You live with more lightness, make decisions with courage, and find serenity amid the chaos. Because the only certainty you truly have is this present moment. Number 14. Master your impulses. Uncontrolled emotions can ruin your life in an instant. Anger, impatience, and unchecked desires can lead you to make decisions you later regret. The Stoics understood that true power is not about controlling others, but about controlling yourself. Seneca warned, "A great man is one who masters his temper, not one who dominates others with his anger." How many times have you said or done something in an emotional outburst only to regret it later? Lack of self-control makes us weak. It turns us into slaves of our emotions and distances us from reason. The key is to learn to pause before reacting. The Stoics practiced self-mastery through reflection and discipline. Before acting, ask yourself, is this decision based on reason or just the emotion of the moment? If it's the latter, breathe, wait, and analyze. Over time, you'll notice that the more control you have over your impulses, the more power you have over your life. Self-control does not mean suppressing your emotions. It means channeling them wisely. It is the difference between reacting with rage or responding with calm. And that difference can change everything. Number 15. Don't let resentment consume you. Resentment is a heavy burden that only harms the person carrying it. Holding on to past grudges doesn't change what happened, but it does poison your present. The Stoics understood that hatred and revenge are a waste of time and energy. Epictetus stated, "Whoever angers you controls you." When you allow an offense or betrayal to take up space in your mind, you give power to the person who hurt you. Instead, forgiveness and indifference set you free. Not because you justify what happened, but because you choose not to let that pain continue affecting your life. Think about how many times you have replayed an injustice in your mind, only to amplify your own suffering. Was it worth it? Did it help in any way? The answer will always be no. The best way to defeat those who have hurt you is not through revenge, but by proving that their actions do not define your happiness. Don't carry the weight of resentment. Let it go and move forward. Number 16. Do the best you can with what you have. Many people become paralyzed waiting for the perfect moment, ideal conditions, or the right resources. However, the Stoics understood that success doesn't come from what you have. It comes from what you do with it. Marcus Aurelius said, "Stop debating what a good man should be. Be one." Waiting to have more money, more time, or more opportunities is just an excuse to avoid action. The truth is, there will always be limitations. But what separates those who move forward from those who stay behind is their ability to make the most of what they have right now. If you wait for everything to be perfect before starting, you'll never start. Want to learn something new? Begin with what you have access to. Want to improve your life? Use the resources already available to you. Consistent action, no matter how small, is always better than inaction. Don't wait any longer. Start today. Do the best you can with what you have, and you'll see how, little by little, everything shifts in your favor. Number 17. Choose your battles wisely. Not everything in life deserves your time, energy, or attention. Too often we get caught up in pointless arguments, unnecessary conflicts, and worries that lead nowhere. The Stoics knew that true wisdom lies in knowing when to fight and when to let go. Epictetus advised, "If someone tries to offend you, remember that it only affects you if you give it importance." Think about how many times you've wasted energy on battles that, in hindsight, weren't worth it. You got upset over an insignificant comment. You engaged in a pointless debate. You tried to change someone's opinion when they were never going to listen. Not everything deserves a response. Not every battle needs to be fought. Before reacting, ask yourself, does this conflict truly matter, or is it just stealing my peace? Learning to ignore the irrelevant and focus your energy on what truly matters is one of the greatest keys to Stoic wisdom. Don't waste your time on meaningless wars. Save your strength for what really matters. Number 18. Comparison is a trap. In the age of social media, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others. We see seemingly perfect lives, impressive achievements, and successes that make us feel like we're falling behind. However, the Stoics understood that comparing yourself to others is a sure path to dissatisfaction. Epictetus warned, "Do not seek for things to happen as you wish, but wish for them to happen as they do, and you will find peace." Every person has their own path, their own struggles, and their own pace. What you see in others is only a part of their story, not the full picture. Comparing yourself to others only distracts you from what truly matters, your own growth. The only comparison worth making is with yourself. Ask yourself, am I better today than I was yesterday? If the answer is yes, then you're on the right path. Stop measuring your life by someone else's standards. Focus on your own progress, and you will find a satisfaction that no external validation can give you. Number 19. Don't depend on others' approval. Many people live as prisoners of others' opinions. They worry about what people think, fear social judgment, and shape their lives around external validation. However, the Stoics knew that true freedom only comes when you stop depending on others to feel good about yourself. Marcus Aurelius put it clearly, "It is ridiculous to try to escape your own wickedness, which is possible, while attempting to escape the wickedness of others, which is impossible." If your happiness is based on others' approval, you will always be at their mercy. A compliment will lift you up. A criticism will tear you down. Do you really want your peace to depend on something so unstable? The key is to develop a strong internal compass, act with integrity, follow your principles, do what you believe is right, regardless of what others say. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is that you can look in the mirror and feel proud of who you are. When you no longer need external approval, you become free. You live with authenticity, without fear, without restrictions. And that is the greatest form of power. Number 20. Live with intention. Most people go through life without a clear purpose. They wake up, work, consume entertainment, and repeat the cycle without questioning whether they are truly living the way they want to. But the Stoics believed that life should be lived with intention, with purpose, with meaning. Seneca said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it." Every day is an opportunity to move closer to the life you want. But to do that, you must be mindful of how you use your time, where you focus your energy, and the decisions you make. Don't live on autopilot. Each morning, ask yourself, "What do I want to achieve today? How can I make this day meaningful?" And each night, reflect, "Did I live today according to my values? Did I use my time wisely, or did I waste it?" Life is not just about existing, it's about living with purpose. Make sure each day counts. These lessons can help us see anxiety from a different perspective, not as an enemy to be eradicated at all costs, but as a signal that something within us needs attention. Anxiety reminds us that we often live trapped in the future, worrying about things that may never happen. But here's the key. It's not about eliminating anxiety completely, because it is part of our nature. What we can do is learn to manage it, to not let it consume us. We can train ourselves to focus on the present, accept uncertainty, let go of control over what is not in our hands. This is not an easy or instant process, but each time we apply these Stoic teachings, we take a step toward a calmer and more resilient mind. Anxiety loses its power when we learn to trust our ability to face whatever comes without anticipating tragedies that may never happen. So tell me, Which of these lessons do you feel would help you the most in managing your anxiety? Leave it in the comments. Sharing experiences helps us all. And if you want to keep learning how Stoicism can make your life more peaceful and balanced, subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss the next episodes. See you in the next episode when we are Stoic Existence.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.